This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bernard Ouellette. The overgrown acreage between I-5 and I-90 near Soto has been an unofficial encampment for homeless people for decades. It's called the jungle. King County Public Health recently declared the jungle unfit for human habitation. Mounds of human waste, piles of garbage, and violent crime all pose a health risk to the hundreds of people who call the jungle home. So what will the city do about it? Seattle Mayor Ed Murray told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel they can't clean up the jungle alone.
We need resources from the state to work with the county and the city to slowly move people into the appropriate spots and shut it down. It needs to be secured. It's not safe for people to be in, and it is not safe for it is not a safe situation for the structure of the freeway when you have people starting fires and other chemicals and the like that we see down there.
But we're talking about 200 to 400 people who live in this encampment. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about moving them into the appropriate places, we're already in a state of emergency that right. you declared over homelessness. Right. Where will they go?
Well, this is a point of declaring a state of emergency. If we had had an earthquake, we would declare a state of emergency and ask for state and federal assistance. This city now shelters 2,000 people a night. There's roughly that many more that are unsheltered in this city. And it's not just Seattle. Again, it is a crisis throughout the state and throughout the West. We need help. And we are not going to be able to pay to house those folks. The state is going to have to step up. The federal government in particular is going to have to return to its traditional role of helping to create affordable housing in general. You know, the other thing about why we need to move in and get folks out of there, the violent crimes that have been reported there are significant. And those are just the ones that have been reported. It is not a safe place for the homeless people who are there.
Well, there are some city council members who argue that instead of trying to shut the jungle down, we should attempt to make it more habitable, make it safer, make it less likely to be a place where violent crime is committed. Why isn't that an option you're considering?
Well, I don't think it's particularly humane. And it is not a good use of money. Every study that's been done on the homeless services that Seattle and King County offer, and we're partners in this with the county because the county provides things such as mental health and addiction treatment. Every study has indicated that the best way to waste your money is to focus on encampments. And the best way to get people out of homelessness is to create the services people need, either for mental illness or addiction or otherwise, and housing stock. I just think that outside experts, including the Obama administration, have pointed out that we're having the wrong conversation. The conversation has revolved around illegal encampments or legal encampments that we have permitted, or questions around the shelter system, and not about upstream, how you stabilize people, how you get them mental health treatment, how you deal with the issues of addiction, how you create more affordable housing stock so that we actually stop the problem upstream. We can as long as we have this conversation around keeping the jungle open, we will never solve this problem because we're just having conversations about Band-Aids and we're not getting to the root of the issue.
You're not the first mayor of Seattle who's had to deal with the existence of the jungle, who's had to deal with the public health hazards that exist there, the violent crime that exists there. Why do you think you'll be able to make any kind of lasting change?
Well, because ultimately, maybe I'm the last optimist. Sometimes in progressive Seattle, I see a lot of people on the progressive side just throw up their hands and say, we can't do anything about this. The federal government won't do anything. I refuse to buy into that. And in the night I gave my speech my televised speech on the homeless crisis, I pointed out when I was a young man, I was watching my friends die. Thousands of people were dying from HIV/AIDS. There was no federal help. There was no state help. But people went to Olympia and people went to D.C. And while people still suffer from AIDS, it is now mostly a manageable illness. Federal funds showed up. State funds showed up. We found a way to use best practices. I think we can do that with homelessness. Will it happen while I am mayor? I have no idea. It's not going to be easy to get out of this. It took decades to get into this, literally 35 years of cutting our services for those in need or for those who are struggling economically.
Well, as you said, homelessness is a really complicated problem, and it's not an easy fix in any way, but there's a lot of attention focused on the jungle in large part because of the shooting that happened just last month. So in the coming weeks, what changes, if any, should we expect to see?
Well, I think the first thing I want to back up and point out is when I became mayor, we started a different approach to how we actually deal with the human service organizations that we work with. And we're focusing on those that actually show us outcomes. So we're shifting our resources. Secondly, we worked with providers to expand shelter capacity. So we've already been doing that. Third, and because a piece of this is related to crime, and I think it's very dangerous to conflate crime with homelessness, but because a piece of this related to crime, I brought in a new chief. She put a new command staff in place. They've gone through extensive training on how to deal with people in crisis. And we've actually seen crime in general come down in Seattle. And we've seen the police be able to return to a role to sort out those folks who actually need to be arrested or moved out because they're committing crimes versus those who are homeless. The piece that we are trying to work on that's going to take longer, and I'm glad mayors around the country are partnering with me on this, is to make this part of the federal agenda. You know, we have a presidential election going on, and we have folks talking about building walls, but those are not walls for homes. We have got to have a national dialogue during this presidential election year, whether people are running for the Senate or Congress or the presidency, about what is their answer to return to the role of the feds partnering with states and cities to deal with the issue of housing affordability. Because this isn't a crisis just for the homeless. This is a middle class crisis. Too many people in this country are spending more money than they should just to keep a roof over their head. The city can incubate great programs, San Francisco can, LA can, but without a federal partner to take those to scale, we're not going to be able to solve this problem by ourselves.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray. He spoke with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel.